Power 100, Wolfie and Stevie Lee at 16 to 7. We're doing it thanks to the Lilywhite Hotel Group. Locals looking after locals. 27 degrees and sunny today. Now, two defence veterans have started an initiative to help former Army, Navy and Air Force personnel return to society post-separation. Army veteran Stuart Locke and RAF veteran Ian Rawson began Australian Warfighters Coffee last November after experiencing their own difficulties in leaving the Australian Defence Force. And joining us in studio right now is Stuart Locke. Morning, mate.
Morning.
Morning. Thanks for inviting me in.
Problem. Now, like you said, bring coffee or what?
Oh, true.
No, not at all.
Breakfast.
No,
chill.
I love it. Yeah, it's pretty much breakfast.
He put you right on the spot. Now, like Wolfie said, you started this business to help ex-diggers fit back into civilian life. Has it been well received from ex-military men and women?
Yeah, it really has. It's we launched our Facebook obviously November last year, and it's just at the start, obviously, it wasn't very well shared around, and people just didn't know, like as everything else. But I started to get a lot of traction now, and we've even moved into the law enforcement side of things,
nice.
And ambulance and fire, like just to try to give those guys
a bit of a push.
Yeah, just there's something for them because they don't have anything either. So not just military veterans, but also law enforcement and ambos.
So obviously there's a major gap in the market for this as well, like to help train these guys back into or coax them back in.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So after separation from defence, There's a lot of ESOs, like so ex-service organisations out there to try to help them along, but they're more talking about the mental side of things and how to integrate back into society, but not as much as employment.
Mm-hmm.
We found that post-separation, a lot of people get isolated.
Yeah.
So I was one of those people, and we just found I had the opportunity to move back to Townsville and start another business.
Yeah.
So, just found the feet, and that's what we're trying to get to the veterans as well. We want them to do that kind of thing.
It sounds like companionship was just as important as the training that you provide. Have you made some really great friends from it?
Yeah, definitely have. Especially the Australian warfighters themselves. Like they started out as a Facebook group, just posting up different things about the Army and Navy and Air Force. Then they started moving into apparel and things, and they actually contacted my other business, being Scorpion Projects, to help out.
Yeah.
Then especially Ian had the idea of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So, I managed to help him out with that. And
well, I've become quite a coffee snob since moving home, so I might have to come down and check
You have to go to Annandale and check it out every morning.
So
that's where we can find you, Annandale Shopping Centre,
So we're just about to launch a coffee shop inside my other business.
Mm-hmm.
We're aiming to be open by the 8th of September.
Oh, nice. That's not
so
far.
Yeah, so we see how we go. We're quite excited to see it.
So there's a bit of an art in making coffee as well. So have you got a background in doing this, or is it?
No, I just drink it.
That's all you need. Like your art in wild turkey drinking.
Bit of instant coffee when I'm at home or something. That's as far as it goes. I've got to learn now.
So if there are anybody that's listening that, like you said, is maybe struggling with trying to get back into the workforce, how can they get in contact with you?
Yeah, so they can reach us on our website, www.australianwarfighters.com, or they can contact us through our pages on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, or I might grab them after you, and I'll put them on our website and share as well.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yep.
It's just Warfighter Coffee, Australian Warfighter Coffee.
Perfect. So what's the goal for you too? What's next?
Basically, we're trying to get some revenue behind us to keep training the veterans in barista, and maybe a little bit of business management as well.
Yeah, awesome.
Essentially we want people to own their own coffee vans or cafes. Then our major end state is to have not like a halfway house, but more of a center where homeless or struggling diggers can go to. Like, that's a major end state, but we just got to...
You're just a big, soft, cuddly bear. Like, you're like massive, but he's like the softest heart.
I do give the best hugs.
Clearly, I got one before.
And you'll probably get another one soon, if you're lucky.
Arms are open, ready to go.
Stuart Locke, thanks for coming in, mate. Sounds really good, and all the best with it, too.
Thanks, mate. I'll give you a hug, too.
Okay, great, thanks.
That's what he was gunning for, let's be honest.
Power 100, Rock and Townsville.